At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
It is a glorious day.
Yes.
And not just because the sun is shining. Although it is, but because A.J. Brown is a New England Patriot.
Finally.
Yes. Coach, finally.
Man.
Now, right off the bat, I will ask you where you rank that receiver room now in the NFL with the addition of A.J. Brown. Curtis, you first. Are you okay?
I got a gash on my head.
Oh, what happened?
I was driving, I would say, in between well and recklessly. And I was entering a crosswalk, and a young lady was entering that crosswalk to catch a bus, and I slammed on the brakes. My sunglasses were on my forehead, right into the dash of my car, so I got a little blood. But, you know, it's not a tear. I'm okay.
Was she crossing when she wasn't supposed to? Because I find that is the most irritating thing for me when there's a do not walk and people feel like they have the right of way just because they are walking.
I believe she did have a do not walk.
Yeah.
Right. And the other issue is the headphone, which I love. I hope you're walking listening to us right now. But it causes people to not be aware of their surroundings.
Yes.
So
yes.
You don't hear the car. You know, could have been bad, but I have cat-like reflexes.
Complete first world problem, though, injured by your Ray-Bans.
I got to tell you, the Justin. So I would say top five.
Top five is what I was thinking, right, Mango?
Yeah, I think when you look at the very high-end talent, you still have to put the Bengals at number one. And then from there, I mean, I could even go so far as to, depending on who's the odd man out, top four,
right.
Dancing with top three. I am so much higher on A.J. Brown than some right. other people that I hear talk in this market. This, to me, is a win-now move for the Patriots, and that makes me so excited about right. the team this year.
Well, I would...
Do not get me started on those that are going, well, you overpaid for A.J. Brown. I don't give an F. It's win a Super Bowl for me right now.
But did you really overpay? Like, you paid less than what the Broncos paid for Jaylen Waddle, and I think we all agree A.J. Brown greater than Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, I mean, the only argument, we talked about it yesterday, is his age, I guess, 29, mm-hmm. and the knee thing.
Ugh.
But I don't care. It is.
If somebody says they don't like this deal, I would recommend never listening to that person again.
Yeah, I think there's a. I would probably put that wide receiver room at number three.
Ooh.
Because.
Okay.
You'd ask the question.
Shime's got to be two and Greg's got to be one.
You said. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins.
Just because the high end is so high having that duo.
See, I would say number one for me, if I had to go, would probably be CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens.
And don't forget,
I'm never going to say that, Wiggy.
Or Puka Nacua,
Devontae Adams.
That's the one to me.
And then I would go, because you go by the duo, then I'd probably go A.J. Brown, Romeo Dobbs, right? So that's kind of where you would kind of factor in, like when you start to see what this looks like. Jamar Chase, probably maybe the best wide receiver in the game right now, or I guess you could make the argument: is it him? Is it
JSN?
Well, JSN, Justin Jefferson, he kind of gets the short end of the stick because of the quarterback. But I would say three. I'd definitely have him top five. You could make the argument.
And a texter, I don't know if you agree, but a texter on the Subaru of New England text line early this morning says the beauty of this trade is how much the player actually wants to be here. And mm-hmm. that is, I think, also a pretty cool thing yeah. when it comes to A.J. Brown.
And what have we been asking for? I'll tell you. Them to invest while you have Drake May on his rookie contract.
Right.
And this is that. I mean, this is the single move that you could make this offseason that could guarantee your roster is in a better place than it was last year.
And what it does, it makes everybody's job easier. So your run game becomes better because now defensively you have to account for A.J. Brown. So now maybe you can't put as many guys in the box like you would want to do to defend the run, where you have to now worry about him. And then that maybe opens up some more windows for a guy like Hunter Henry or even Romeo Doubs or even whoever's in the slot, whether it's Pop Douglas. You know, that's yet to be seen who becomes that guy. But it just makes Drake May's job easier. The offensive line, it just makes everybody's job easy when you have a true number one.
Does it move the needle for you on wins?
I forget
you were at. Were you?
I was at 10.
You were at 10?
I was at 10 wins.
Does it bump it to 11?
Yeah, I would definitely say that it bumps it to 11 or 12 wins. I mean, you had, 12 wins last year?
But didn't we all say that our win totals were based on them having A.J. Brown anyway?
we were all assuming. It's not like it was some big secret.
No, I had him.
Curtis, don't buzzkill this morning.
No. What? I said if you don't like the deal, you should go home and never be listening to
him. He's mad because he has a big cut on his head.
I do.
Yes. Yeah, I had him at 10 wins without A.J. Brown.
Still bleeding.
Just based on their schedule.
Yeah. Curtis, you should reach out to Catch His Law on that, baby. Might be able to collect a little bit of cash.
Well, let me tell you.
I don't think it was your fault. It was that woman's fault.
Definitely.
I got to tell you, always the woman's fault. No, it was a...
Good morning.
I think this is the Patriots' best offense, and I know this is blasphemous, since 07.
I don't think that's blasphemous at all. This is the first time that you have their receiver who you expect to lead in yards be an ex-receiver. And no disrespect, but they've had slot receivers in that role all throughout since Randy Moss.
Since 07.
Yeah, since Randy Moss. Think about it. Who else has been a true deep threat that was an ex-receiver
mm-hmm.
that was going to lead you in yards? Julian Edelman.
N'Keal Harry.
I'm not going to deep dive the XZ.
N'Keal Harry.
The XZ wide receiver.
No, just okay. Let's say as extremely
XZ
explosive.
Vertical route.
Explosive vertical receiver.
Respectfully. I mean, I hate when people go down that road.
Okay, I don't mean to offend this morning. I want to keep the vibes good with you.
No, I
kind of like it, honestly, from Mega.
The woman's fault again.
Don't be intimidated by me.
I'll wait for the news. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I just asked.
Why is your mic on?
Call me when you want to talk about Summer House and Bravo.
What do you expect? No. What do you want to do? Just sit there and look frumpy?
I don't care.
I'm not bringing that to the table.
No, I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
No, it sounds like you do.
Okay. No. Well, how do you?
No, it's all right. Are we talking about Real Housewives?
Because here's how I subscribe to the thing. Like, how do you know whether or not he plays the X or the Z?
Because of watching the film.
No, but.
Where he lines up.
Does he line up next to the tight end?
Well, sometimes.
So then. Technically, that's the Z receiver.
Okay. I'm not breaking down the difference between
right,
X and Z.
That's where,
Wiggy, is it fair to say that he is a receiver who is not predominantly in the slot?
He's an outside receiver. So say that.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't mind
outside
that.
Receiver.
Yeah, he's an outside. When people start to get in the weeds, they're like, oh, he's
sorry,
an X.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I will stay over here.
Would it be?
Does anyone want to break down red carpet
looks? I'm not going after you. Like,
I'll be there for that.
Don't get,
what is A.J. Brown's color palette?
Don't get offended by that. Don't get offended by that.
Would it be okay if Lamont, who is just a regular everyday listener, wanted to comment on the A.J. Brown trade?
No, I got no issues with it.
He did not play professional sports.
No, I got no issues with it. I respectfully say he's an outside guy.
Okay, he's an outside guy.
You guys get to the X and
the
Z.
He's an outside guy. If we want to talk horoscopes, I'm over here.
This is Lamont, who is calling from Atlanta, Wiggy. Good morning, Lamont.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm a big Eagles fan, been an Eagles fan since 1978, and grew up in the Philly area.
I'm sorry.
But, I like to trade for the Patriots, but I would add one thing. I would be concerned for a player who quit on a Super Bowl winning team.
Mm-hmm.
I would be concerned with that because it's one thing quitting on a team like the Jets, the Browns, the Cardinals, But to quit on a good organization like the Eagles, and they are, that would concern me, guys.
I think that's valid. Yeah. That's a valid concern. Mm-hmm. I think that the relationship that I have been told forever that he has with Mike Vrabel kind of cancels that out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, things could go bad at some point, as they often do with wide receivers. But mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it until it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't.
And the Eagles, though, by the way, they what an unbelievable job they did. Because Roseman traded a first and a third for A.J. Brown. They go to two Super Bowls, win a championship. Brown was three years of being a second-team All-Pro. Second best receiving seasons in the history of the Eagles, and then they got another first for him in return 4 years later. Like, what? I mean, for the Eagles, that is a brilliant, brilliant move by Howie.
And when I look at the quitting element of it, I'd have to say, like, were there plays that he just basically was like, I'm not doing anything, or was it more of just his attitude of like, I'm not a fan of being here, but I'm still going out there and working my ass off.
I think it might have been the sitting on the bench during a game, reading a book part of it that bothers some people.
That was a horrible look.
but didn't that come after a touchdown?
Well, he was screaming at his coach before a touchdown.
Yeah, or something along those lines. So, like, to me,
well, he was actually screaming at his coach saying, "I'm an ex."
Yeah. Honestly, Mango has
talking,
more.
Are we talking exes?
Yeah.
Okay, I can talk don't celebrity get, exes.
No. The X, Z, vertical round.
Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt.
Don't get so.
Wiggy, you know I love you. Come on.
I just like.
I like it. Give
people,
it back.
When people go down that road of the X and the Z,
it's the all 22 crew.
Yes, I'm like.
You know I don't do
that. Oh, by the way, great job.
I'm just saying the same thing as you. Outside receiver
outside
who can go deep.
Yeah, I would. And I would like to Curtis's point when he said 07. I'm really like thinking. I'm like, you know, and it's just like Gronk was tough.
Yeah. Also, I feel like I should point out Diddy cannot go deep. Yeah. Is it too soon for that or no? All right. What?
Well, it could have been just who he was standing next to. Sometimes.
Yeah, it could have been, right. Been who you were standing next to.
Yes. By the way, great job by the Substacker. It was going to be a couple weeks after June 1st. Yes. Nailed that one.
It was like 4:22 or whatever it was yesterday. So, great news. We're going to talk about it with you all morning long on this show. We are going to get to some leads coming up in a couple of minutes. Literally a couple of minutes. They said it at 7:30, and that includes what one of Wiggy's former teammates said about A.J. Brown becoming a Patriot. Then the news with Mego at 8 this morning, and that includes fun with 911 and why the police were alerted to an issue with Jell-O shots. And can anybody guess the state where that happened?
I can guess.
Okay, you can? Yes, yeah. Okay. So that'll happen during the news at about 8 this morning. Hill Notes, end of the show, and leads for you. We'll start the leads in exactly 2 minutes at WEEI.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Of all pretentious enemies.
Are you ready for A.J. Brown to be a Patriot King?
Yes, I am, Jones!
I'm in!
Welcome to New England, A.J. Brown.
We don't break him out often.
No, we don't.
Only when it's time for a celebration.
Very exciting. Nobody saw this one coming. Snuck up on everybody, just like Myles Garrett. A.J. Brown to the Patriots, after months and months and months of discussion, turns out, Jones, there was an under-the-table handshake agreement between the Patriots and the Eagles. We are here. We are living in an A.J. Brown era.
You know how you know there was an under-the-table handshake agreement?
How's that?
He's here. He's already here. You see the video of him waltzing in this morning at like 6 o'clock?
I watched that a few times.
Me too.
I was like, oh, he looks good.
But there's no under-the-table.
No.
We haven't thought about this. It's like 2028 first-rounder out forever. He's here this morning. He's talking today.
Oh, we're going to hear from him. Yeah.
How'd all that come together so quickly? I thought there was no under the table. I thought this wasn't agreed upon. Came out of the clouds.
No, Jones, they picked up the phone yesterday at 4 o'clock. They were like, what do you think? And they were like, yeah, let's get this done. And then they're like, all right, do you have a flight? You can get him out here? I'm surprised he didn't play in the softball game with Drake May the other night.
I said that would have been a good way to announce it. Yeah, he probably was. He's in the stands.
He's like a masked man at the softball game. But, yeah, it's finally happened. And thank God, because the alternative would have been trying to figure out how it didn't happen and what the team's going to look like without him. Because we were saying this the whole time, and if you look at the Patriots receiving core right now, it was okay. It was an unfinished product. And now that you bring in A.J. Brown, it's legit. The whole offseason is now super legit.
Without A.J. Brown, it was worse than a year ago.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I think.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think Romeo Doubs has room for improvement, but just to assume he was going to be Steph Diggs might be a little bit of a wishful thinking. But bringing in A.J. Brown now, and then who knows what's going to happen with Kayshon Boutte, but there's a lot of depth there. And if you just go with A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs and Mac Hollins, that's a legitimate big three. And then you throw in the running backs and Hunter Henry. Drake May's got a lot to work with now. And, I know it's tough to go back to the Super Bowl, and there's a lot of teams that have, the Super Bowl hangover. Well, one way to prevent a Super Bowl hangover is bring in some fresh blood, bring in some good new players that weren't on the team last year, and sort of, you kind of get motivated together that way. And they did it on both sides of the ball. They brought in some pretty good players, but this was the piece to get. This was the ultimate guy.
Well, this is the piece that puts it over the top. We've talked about this quite a bit. As I pick glitter.
Yeah, you have some in your hair, too. You might as well leave that.
Do I?
Yeah, a little red star.
Just orifices and everywhere else. I mean, it's
everywhere.
We're moving.
Somehow makes its way upstairs.
We're moving studios, so it doesn't really matter. Mingles, you don't have to worry about this.
Just leave it.
But just leave it. We're burning this place down anyways. I do think it tells you that the Patriots offseason, number one, is now final. And number two, this is the piece that puts it over the top. Because I thought they had a good offseason before this. I like their draft. I like bringing in Byard and some of the other pieces.
Definitely.
To me, Doubs now makes sense if he's the two, not the one.
Yes.
So it's an A of an offseason on top of everything else.
Duck boats.
And Patriots might be. Yes. I heard Wiggy talking about this morning on the Greg Hill Show. They might be the best team in the AFC.
I think they are now.
They might, Keith.
Yeah.
I heard Phil Perry talking about this last night. On early edition, when I was right there next to him,
Come on.
Brag.
It's not on A.J. Brown Day. How dare you?
I was cheating on the show. He thinks they might have the best offense in the NFL with A.J. Brown.
Oh, well, okay. I was not prepared for that. That seems strong. But then again, I think them being the best team in the AFC is not a leap. And I know, Vegas odds would try to tell you it's still
better
those top quarterbacks. It's
better
still
offenses? Who's better?
Who has a better offense in the AFC or just in general?
In general. Rams?
Yeah.
Maybe Bengals?
Probably Rams. I don't even know about the Bengals.
Bengals have a good offense.
They do.
I don't think they're a good
team.
I mean, Cowboys are a good offense. Patriots are right there in the mix with those teams. If they're not the best, they were already a top, two or three offense last year statistically?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think this is a piece that can do that as well. I know not everybody loves giving up a first round pick.
Oh my God.
In 2028.
You gotta live a little bit. The 2028 first round pick or AJ Brown for the next handful of years, please.
I mean,
how many Dominic Easleys and N'Keal Harrys does the team need to draft?
I don't want to be presumptuous and say this will be a radio show in 2028. So I'm not too worried about the 2028 first rounder, personally.
Yeah.
But maybe you are. You can weigh in. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Tier Tuesday, but the tiers are going to move to 1230.
Yeah, we got to hear from Coach Vrabes.
Mike Vrabel, who is, very close with A.J. Brown, drafted him in Tennessee, never wanted to get rid of him, now reunited. You will hear Mike Vrabel live today at 11:30. A.J. Brown also scheduled
Mike
to speak.
Mike Vrabel!
It's going to be after our show, though.
I don't doubt that today is the best day Mike Vrabel has had in months.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure. All A.J. Brown
talk.
There
were a couple of good ones in Sedona. I bet those were a couple of good days.
I think
best day since Sedona.
Yeah, but that was still like months ago, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, top five offenses last year based on points per game. The Rams were number one. The Patriots were two. Seahawks three. Bills four. Lions five.
Yeah.
So if they were already there, you might still go slight nod to the Rams. Maybe.
If you went Rams, pretty much with everything, Super Bowl, offense, defense, pretty much whatever you want to do with the Rams, I'll give it to you. Other than that, the Patriots are right there with every other team. They already were last year.
No, I for sure like them more than anybody in the AFC for offenses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, mark that down. Okay. Again, you can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Tiers moving to 12:30 today. Tommy Curran will be at high noon. So shortly after Vrabel talks at 11:30. Plus, we got a Kiefer Madness for you today at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always. And I mean always a healthy chat going on Twitch.
Oh,
you can do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. You already saw the glitter guns if you were watching on Twitch or YouTube. For the rest of the day, you get to watch us pick this out of everywhere else in the studio.
I'm going to leave it. I'm going to sit in it.
I'm just going to sit here.
I'm just going to live in it. That's what I'm going to do.
I want you to know what you're getting in A.J. Brown, Keefe. And when I say you, I mean the people out there.
I'm well aware.
Because people say, first round pick, I don't know, it's an overpay.
Like, what are these people clutching first round picks?
I don't know.
We can't get Caleb Lomu in 2 years?
Mike Vrabel.
What?
He might have three more cheating scandals by then. Like, I don't even know what the team's going to look like in 2028.
Right. Belichick lost two first round picks for cheating, so who cares?
Different cheating, but yeah, I get it.
I understand. It's all the same, Jones.
Including the playoffs, Keefe, A.J. Brown is one of seven players in NFL history with at least 8,500 receiving yards, 60 touchdown catches in his first 7 years.
Hall of Fame career.
A.J. Brown is on the list, along with Tyreek Hill. not the greatest name to start it. Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, Jerry Rice.
So those are all Hall of Famers and then two active guys.
Five Hall of Famers, two active guys. My sense is Tyreek Hill probably isn't getting into the Hall of Fame, but what do I know?
Well, no.
A.J. Brown is on that kind of trajectory. Again, 8,500 yards, 60 touchdowns in 7 years to debut his career. Hill, Johnson, Fitzgerald, Moss, Harrison, Rice. He's a true alpha number one receiver. He's one.
Yep.
So, like, how's it going to work with A.J. Brown? I don't know. Even in Philly, where he was a mess, it worked to the point where they got to a Super Bowl, lost it, went to another, and won it. On top of that, did he have any issues in Tennessee with Vrabel?
He did not.
I mean, not that I remember.
The only issue was Vrabel told him they weren't going to trade him, and then his GM traded him, and that started the beginning of the end for Vrabel there.
So, like, maybe that wasn't...
I do think, like, his rookie year, he didn't really like Vrabel, but then he learned to like him.
So he learned to like him and respect him? Okay.
Yep. Now, they ended up liking each other quite a bit.
I think he liked Jalen Hurts to start and then turned on him, so maybe he'll turn on Vrabel, too.
Well, guess what?
But most of the issues, I think, were with the passing offense, the offensive coordinators, and Nick Sirianni in Philly, not Vrabel.
Him jogging off the field to watch the tush push over and over again may have sort of led to this a little bit.
Good point.
Receivers want the ball. I don't view that as a bad thing. They should want the ball, especially ones that are good, right? It's not like it's N'Keal Harry demanding the ball. This is A.J. Brown demanding the ball. They should throw it to him quite a bit. I've also maintained, and I said this about Steph Diggs last year, there is always a honeymoon period with these receivers. The change of scenery, the grass is always greener until it isn't. That's fine. But for the next couple of years, will it work? I think so. I think it will. And everyone's like, wow, what about his knee injuries? It's like, all right, the knee injuries that have got him to 8,000 NFL
Titans
yards.
The Titans were worried about his knee injuries 5 years ago.
Yep. And then that's he had back-to-back 1,500
yards. That's why
season.
They traded him.
Right.
So, I mean, at some point, the knee's going to go, I got it. He's 29. He's not 32 years. He's 29.
They thought he had bad
He's not
knees.
Even 29. He's about to turn 29.
Yeah, we'll have to celebrate his birthday
yeah,
whenever,
we should.
Whenever that
we
is.
We have enough glitter guns to do it. I can tell
oh,
you
it
that.
Is this month.
Is yeah. there a birthday song about AJ?
Probably.
Got to be.
I would we'll imagine it. If not, I can record it.
It's your birthday today, AJ.
Not today. June
not
30th.
Today.
June 30th
not today. Not today.
Is what
people.
It is.
So Tennessee was like, his knees are a mess. So they traded him to Philly. His first year in Philly, he got MVP votes.
Weird.
As a wideout, got MVP votes. And then he's just been over 1,000 yards every single season. Everybody knows that. 7 touchdowns is a floor for him per season. That would have tied the team high for the Patriots last year. So he is a legit number one. He's the best receiver since Moss to be on the Patriots. Like this guy's a stud, and I'm more than happy to give up a first round pick for him.
Yeah, but is he worth a first round pick in 2 years?
Yes.
617-779-7937. Here's what we're going to do, Keith. We'll pick up with more of this. A.J. Brown conversation all day. Vrabel Live at 1130. You'll probably hear A.J. Brown later on today here on WEEI when he speaks, perhaps with Rich and Ken, with Ted Johnson. We're going to squeeze out a quick deuce.
Oh, come on.
Of commercials. 2 minutes
nasty.
Of commercials.
That is nasty. Back quick. Just back quick.
And then, do you trust Mike Vrabel to handle A.J. Brown again in just a deuce?
I can't say that there's not going to be things that come up with AJ with any single player, right? I think that this is a competitive game, highly competitive. Players want to win. Players want to do everything that they can to help their team. They want to make sure that people are on the right page. So I don't get into a lot of that. I think that what's the most important is that, you know, those things don't carry into the locker room, that they get handled. And you see that all the time on the sidelines. We want to have conversations in a meeting room. We want to have conversations at practice. And, you know, sometimes those conversations are animated, but it's all in the sake of trying to get on the same page and get right.
Mike Vrabel earlier today on A.J. Brown, some of the antics in Philadelphia, which there were antics in Philadelphia.
He's reading a book on the sidelines.
He had to sit down with the owner at one point, middle of the season.
Yeah.
Countless comments about, you know, passive aggressive comments about the quarterback and the offense and everything else,
and
but
like posts. Although apparently, did he delete his Twitter?
I believe he did
on Sunday, the day before he got traded.
His Twitter, correct.
And he is on Instagram still, but it's like, I don't know if it's private or.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Like that.
People are thinking that he's posting AI pictures of him as a little kid in a Patriots jersey.
Is that him, or that's not him?
Is that AI?
Apparently, because Nike didn't start making Patriots jerseys until like 2012.
Oh, man. People salute that out?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I assume.
Can't
I live
on a lie.
Well,
on the
I've been duped. I assume that was real.
Nope. Bamboozled.
So when it comes to A.J. Brown, the only thing I would point out with all those incidents, they were all in Philly and they weren't with Mike Vrabel.
Hmm.
Now, A.J. Brown might be a different guy, might be a different player than he was 4 years ago. Like, so personalities change. And look, he was tight with Jalen Hurts at one point in time. Now he's not. You're going to hear him discussing that in just a moment. So relationships change. It could change with Vrabel, too. I would just point out, he wasn't acting out like this when he played for Vrabel before.
Probably no, because, he wasn't at all.
Probably because he respects Vrabel, unlike Nick Sirianni and some of the other goofball offensive coordinators they've had. They're like Petullo last
year. Definitely that. I also think the quarterback plays a big factor in it, too, because remember last year there were certainly questions about Steph Diggs. We're like, all right, well, Steph Diggs has played for 3 different teams at that point and always started pretty well. And then how did it end? And again, there's only one and done here in New England, but there was that, all right, if he's going to get the ball, what kind of teammate is he going to be? He ended up being a great teammate.
Yeah.
You know, another thing to keep an eye on is Steph Diggs wasn't a team captain. Like, he didn't have like the patch on his jersey,
but he's a leader,
but he was clearly a leader, like the vocal leader of the offense. I don't know if that's the same way with A.J. Brown. Now, he was also a captain with the Eagles. I don't know if he'll step right in and be a captain. I feel like Kevin Byard is more likely to be, for sure, a captain.
The fiery guy.
Maybe Brown will. I don't know if Brown's going to be the same huddle around him, I'm going to scream at you like Steph Diggs was, which was awesome all last year. But we'll see. It's at least the guy that every other receiver can look up to and be like, I'll just try to do it the way this guy's doing it because it's worked for him.
No, and I think that's fair. So we referenced his falling out with Jalen Hurts. He had a sit down with Maria Taylor on Amazon. Where was this? Sit down with Maria Taylor. And, well, he discussed how things evolved with Jalen Hurts over the years in Philly.
How would you describe your relationship right now?
Not as close as we once were. And I believe that's fine. It's like there's no bad blood. There's actually still a lot of love. I love him. I love him to death. I want him to succeed and accomplish all the things that he wants to accomplish. I didn't truly understand why our friendship became the public of the center of everybody's attention when it came to football, because, you know, looking back on it, you know, we haven't been as close as we were a couple years now, but that didn't stop anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we still competed, we still pushed each other, we still led the team. So it was just kind of strange, you know, people just got so fixated on the relationship and wanted to talk about maybe from the history of this place, but, you know, that wasn't what this was.
Okay. Well, he's real hung up that people were fixated on it. Like, that's weird. Like
that's going to happen.
You guys were outwardly friends. Yeah. He's your quarterback. You're his star wide receiver. And now you're not as friendly. You're acknowledging you're not as friendly.
Right.
Why would people not fixate on that? Like, that's weird.
I think they would, especially when a wide receiver is annoyed at the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, that's going to be a topic.
People just grow apart. Well, sure, maybe people do grow apart. Are they showing Are they showing each other up on the sidelines and having sit-downs with the owner and reading their self-help book?
So this is why I feel like there's definitely a chance that a quarterback-wide receiver relationship ends up kind of souring. That happens all the time. This isn't the first time. But this is where the hope would be Mike Vrabel, if and when this happens, right? And I think there's a honeymoon period all this season anyway. But let's say next season something starts to happen. That's where Mike Vrabel could sort of step in and kind of bridge the gap, where I don't think Sirianni was prepared to do that.
And Vrabel said that. He's like, yeah, well, there might be issues with AJ. There might be issues with a lot of guys.
Right.
But
that's why he's here. That's why you pay him.
We want to keep that in the locker room and not let that get out. And clearly in Philly, it got out. And, oh, by the way, it took 3 or 4 years in Philly. If that takes 3 or 4 years here in New England, well, I'll deal with that in 3 or 4 years. But if you're getting 2 great years out of him to start, and you're going to a Super Bowl, maybe winning a Super Bowl, he went to a Super Bowl immediately in Philly. He eventually won one in Philly. He had 2 1,400-plus-yard seasons his first 2 years there. Like, if he's giving you that for 2 years and then the relationship sours, well, then the relationship sours. But I'll be good with the first 2 years in the meantime, and I'm certainly good with giving up the first rounder if that's what you get.
But the year that the relationship soured, according to his math there, they won the Super Bowl. Right. They were the best team in the league. So, he had his all-pro years. And maybe that's when they were best buds. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not a coincidence, right? 1,400 yards, 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, whatever, and you're best buds. Then all of a sudden, it's all about Saquon Barkley and the tush push, and you're not quite as happy about it. But the defense is nails.
Good point.
He didn't get in the way of them winning a Super Bowl. And the next thing you know, he's dumping the Gatorade on Nick Sirianni.
And he's never missed the playoffs. Again,
no.
3 for 3 in Tennessee. And Tennessee, by the way, missed the playoffs before him and the 2 years after him. He never missed the playoffs in Philly either. So he's 7 for 7, which, by the way, A.J. Brown is one of 7 players keeping NFL history with at least 8,500 yards and 60 touchdown catches in his first 7 years.
Nice.
The others are Tyreek Hill. Okay.
Okay. Not the best guy.
Nope.
No.
Calvin Johnson.
Hall of Famer.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Hall of Famer.
Randy Moss.
Hall of Famer.
Marvin Harrison.
Hall of Famer.
Jerry Rice.
Oh, Hall of Famer.
Okay.
So all the best players ever.
A.J. Brown is on a list with 5 other Hall of Famers, and then Tyreek Hill's also there. But you're talking about 5 of the greatest receivers of all time?
Pretty crazy.
So that's the kind of trajectory he's on. If you get 2 more years of that,
sign me up.
Sign me up. And I agree with you, Keith. I think Vrabel is better equipped to deal with A.J. Brown.
And even throw in Todd Downing is another one, a guy that coached him his 3 years in Tennessee as well. So, like, another familiar face and voice in the locker room.
The other thing I was wondering about is if he had lost a step or a half step.
No.
If you want to read in on advanced analytics, which maybe you don't, I don't want to go full Craig Breslow here.
But if it helps our argument, we do.
Thank you.
And if it
it's
going
to help aid our argument, I'd like to bring this up. He was 2.3 yards per route run last year, still in line with all of his elite seasons, even in a down year in Philly. His open score, Keith. Which
open score?
Where do you get that? Do I get that at my physical every year?
You got to pay a premium for that.
Hey, Doc, what's my open score?
You scroll down.
What direction is that heading? His open score did dip to 76 last year, Keith, according to ESPN, but that's still top 10 in the league.
Oh,
so
you scared me there.
In these metrics, he's not that far out of line with where he's been in past years.
I love it.
And so it was probably more about a broken offense in Philly and a quarterback who we like but isn't as good as Drake May.
No, he's not great a thrower.
That's why the numbers dropped off. Right. And I think it's more about that than anything A.J. Brown has lost, but perhaps you disagree. You can discuss 617-779-7937. You can also jump in line for Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson. They come your way today at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And on the way next, it's time for Grab Bag.
My name is
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Band I've heard of. Thank you, Stiz.
Is this Finger 11?
Thank you.
You know what that means? Your wiener.
Come on. Don't corrupt my vision.
Wait, does it?
Yes, you see, on my hands are 10 fingers. Where's the 11th one? It's my dong.
Learn something new every day.
Still a banger.
It really figures for this song.
Good song. Good song.
Yep, yep.
Good gift by Milton Williams, by the way. Did you see this come through?
No, I did not.
So Milton Williams at MiltonW_12 on X.
By the way, real quick. I just have to I have to plug something real quick. First of all, we are in the Catches Law injury attorney studio. No fee unless you win. And we have neglected to take any calls this show so far.
Right.
I have not given out the number, and it's on a big day because in just a couple of minutes, it's going to be A.J. Brown o'clock, and boys are going to suck if they don't announce that he's coming here because everyone's going to get, like, super nervous. And, boy, it would really, really stink if he ended up not being a part of this team. There's no reason they shouldn't announce it right at 4 o'clock other than to piss us off.
I think it behoove both teams to get it done right away. However, the Eagles don't have to trade him really until before week one.
3 months, baby.
Yeah.
You can sit on your hands. You can wait for other people to give you better offers.
Right, right.
I mean, and that was the fear. That was the fear that this could happen. And that's why I haven't been able to, like, really, despite Schefter saying, you're a dumbass
but you
think that this isn't going out. You idiot. I mean, more. You know nothing about the game.
But don't forget, we played last week, too. We played Ian Rappaport had a report at the end of last week saying that they're – the two sides were far apart.
Yeah.
And then he could see it getting dragged on.
Don't you think that's Goodell's bidding? Just, hey, pump the brakes on this puppy here. Rap sheet, get out there and tell everybody it's not done.
Jacina Anderson, who's got to be in a very tough position being a female insider right now, yeah, she reported the same thing as Ian Rappaport. That
could something go awry? Always.
It always could. By the way, the number, let me give it to you because, as I said, we have not taken any calls. I have not endorsed calls. And to be honest, the call's been really good lately. 617-779-7937. You can also go to the Odyssey app, press that microphone, and leave us a take grenade. We play those in the 5 o'clock hour. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying, Ken.
Well, Milt was teammates with A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. So a simple GIF, no wording, just Batman on a ledge with the lightning bolt from, I think that's the animated series, 1992. But the check was Shime or some or Keith about that. But that's, it's, there's the hero on the balcony.
But what would that mean if he's...
Well, you're calling for the bat signal's out. You're calling for the hero.
Was his nickname Batman?
I don't know. Is A.J. Brown any connection? But it seems good to me. I like it. It's impending something.
Or maybe it's like we're watching, just like everybody. We're sitting here on the watch. Well, I do know that there were a lot of players who were interviewed about A.J. Brown, and they're not being shy or diplomatic about wanting him here. Because, a lot of times they'll be like, well, I don't really want to talk about somebody. I like the players on our team. I forget who it was, but it was a handful of players at that celebrity softball thing who were like, yeah, A.J. Brown, sure, that would be pretty cool to have him on the team.
Yep. I think Marcus Jones was one. They had a pretty good turnout, I would, for off-season softball appearance. That gives me good vibes about just Drake May's popularity.
Yeah.
Which is not a surprise. He's the star quarterback, but still.
But still, it's pretty, it's still impressive. They packed it out. A lot of guys came to support him. Look, he's a budding superstar. He is at the beginning of what should be an incredible, illustrious career. So I'm not surprised that he would get that kind of support. But
Will Campbell, Hunter Henry, Pop Douglas, Mac Hollins, Efton Chisholm, Romeo Doubs, Bryce Behringer, Ramondre Spillane, Jared Wilson, Tommy DeVito, Schooler, Marcus Jones,
Tommy DeVito's agent,
Jack Westover, and Gonzalez. Yeah, that's a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Mac Jones had that same event if guys would show out like that. So that's it's a good sign that they all love this kid. He's an easy kind of light.
Yeah, he seems like it. And we'll be interviewing him every week. And so I need to get some tips and pointers on what tickles his fancy. What topics he's into outside of football.
But you're right. It's a different clubhouse, the way they talk about things compared to how it used to be, right?
You
would never – this story would never be a story that anybody would talk about or be allowed to talk about with the old regime.
Right? No, 413 texter, if the quarterback is getting sacked, who needs Christian Gonzalez? I would have traded for Myles Garrett. So that's, back to our previous discussion.
Yeah.
Yes, you would have given up Gonzalez for the pass rusher. Well, I know – Ted's worried about the pass rush.
I'm very concerned about the pass rush. I feel a lot better though if we had AJ Brown, so I wouldn't. It would
just
maybe mitigate some of that.
Score 35 a game.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. That's exactly right.
So Ted, the one thing that is interesting about how this has all not come down is that you've got now this Myles Garrett news that has been announced. Although, did you say you just saw something that you're not sure whether or not? There's so many talking heads right now that you don't know what's real and what isn't.
It's the general manager for the Browns saying that it's the deal isn't done yet. But I don't know. I got some things wrong on Twitter last week,
But Ted, I understand why you would think that, because after the Max Crosby thing, we don't know. Like, that whole thing was crazy how that went back and forth.
That's true.
And then you've got, players telling everybody that they're gone, and then they have to come back, and they feel like jackasses, which is obviously not great.
Well, speaking of that, the medical. So, you remember we had Elliot Shore Parks on from WIP?
Yep.
Can we just revisit this clip real quick? Do you have any concerns about the knee?
Okay. So, I got to be honest, Ken, this is the one fly in the ointment. Mm-hmm. Out of all the stuff, and I'm like Ted, I've been getting excited about A.J. Brown, because it really changes the dynamic of this team. It makes you always want there to be one cool new element that you can get excited about. A.J. Brown is that guy. This, however, is the one thing I can't stop thinking about. I'm not saying it's ruining the whole A.J. Brown excitement for me, but let's take a listen, because this was a good clip, and this was, what's his name from?
He's the Eagles reporter, okay. Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, so I think AJ and his knees have been a bit of an issue over the past 2 years. Now, he was outstanding in 2024. He was very good in the playoffs, and, he had knee issues throughout the playoffs. Last year, I believe it was Pro Football Focus that had this stat. He didn't have a single play over 20 miles per hour where he ran at that rate, and that was the first time in his career. Now, seeing AJ, throughout the week in the locker room, seeing him at practice, I've seen players that deal with knee injuries during the season, and he didn't look like one of those guys. Like, he's not limping through the locker room. He's not moving slower than he used to. So I think it's something to consider for sure. But, you know, if I was the GM of the Patriots, it's not something that would stop me from trading for him.
I don't want to hear any of that. None of that.
I mean, there's a lot of people that think that that's why other teams aren't interested. Is because of, primarily because of the knee concerns.
That does scare me.
And, now the Rams are out.
Why does nobody want him?
The Rams have no picks left.
So, Ted.
So. He costs a lot of money. He's older. He's got, knee issues. But I think it's something you can manage. Hey, Dr. Franke, we had him on last Friday. We asked him about this. Yep. He basically said you could. It's something you can manage, that it's not. It shouldn't be a deal breaker for the Patriots.
Are you shocked nobody else wants him?
A little bit.
But you don't know that nobody else wants him. They had
this
bidding.
We would have heard something somebody wanted.
Well, it's 3 months old. They had the bidding process 3 months ago. The Pats came to a tentative agreement for 2028 first. They won, and now they're just trying to keep it quiet for 3 months.
Stiz, have you heard anything about any other team wanting A.J. Brown?
No, it was really the Patriots. And now that you said it like that, that is kind of concerning.
It is. Jackson, have you heard anything out of all the stuff that you've seen out there of any other team wanting him?
Nope. All the speculation is A.J. Brown and the Pats.
Why did you do that? Why did you play that? Now I'm getting all pissed.
Giants, by the way, they have Malik Nabers issues. They went out and signed OBJ and Juju today.
How about that? Did they really?
So they're out of the mix. You're bidding against nobody. So Elliott Wolf might actually be like, you know what? We'll give you a second.
If the Patriots pull this off and don't give up a first round pick, I will just I'll buy Robert Kraft a nice hot dog sliced. I'll go up there. You'll like it, right? I will go up there and buy him a nice. I'll wear his Air Force Ones all around town.
There you go.
I think the sweet spot though is a 2028 first rounder. I feel like it's not next year's first rounder, which could be more valuable.
You'll be in the 20s.
What about conditional? Curtis had this idea this morning. Why don't you do a first if he plays or catches so many passes or, accumulates so many yards?
Even better.
Or if he doesn't, then he's a problem.
Sure.
A second.
That would be nice, but I doubt that they would agree to that.
I agree, well, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of fantasy land, but it would be fantastic if that was
Elliot.
The way.
Elliot, don't be a Breslow.
All right. We are not going anywhere. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, and you know what happens in 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You know what happens. We are right there.
Only two more minutes until A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown o'clock is upon us. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in two.
Could something go awry? Always.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.